This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana. Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Worship and the Word at 11 a.m. And on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m. And at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
You can depend on him. For he is a dependable God whom we can trust. Anybody know that this morning? Amen. You can trust him when you can't trace him. You just got to believe he's going to show up for you. Thank you for your faithfulness. You have a track record. We can depend on you totally.
Yes, sir.
And even your hands that held Jesus steadfast while he was on the cross. He said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. You can be trusted. We thank you for that. As we look back over our lives and see where we've come from, you've been a trustworthy God. We've called your name so many times. Over and over and over again. And we just want to thank you. Great is your faithfulness. For your mercy is all renewed every morning. Fresh mercy, fresh grace. We thank you for that faithfulness. Thank you for your steadfastness toward us. We thank you now. Now, Lord, have your own way. Have your way. You are truly the potter, and I'm just the clay. Make me and mold me after your will while I'm waiting, yielded and still. We'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God. And amen. God bless you this morning. And the Lord keep you as our prayer. As you can see, I'm a little bit under the weather. That's Silas. Amen. But however we're here, amen. You've heard me on those good days when I've had good nasal tone. And so you can hear me on those bad days. Amen. Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. And I'm reading out of the New American Standard. And many of you have the King James. Some of you have the New King James. Read from your, from your version. Amen. Beginning at verse 41, Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 41. Peter said, Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else as well? That's a question. And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and sensible, a wise, a prudent steward, whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave say to his in his heart, my master will be long time in coming, and begin to beat the slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him. And in an hour he does not know. And will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accordance with his will will receive many lashes. But the one who did not know and committed deeds worthy of flogging will receive but few. For everyone who has been given much, much will be required. And to whom they entrust much, of him they will ask all the more. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God shall stand forever. Look over to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Pastor Franklin's going to preach about be faithful. Amen. Be faithful. This morning's message is the sequel from our third Sunday's message to be ready. And it falls right in line with be ready to be faithful. That God is looking for faithfulness and faithful servants. Have we got a witness? We ought to be faithful in watching, waiting, working, worshiping, warning, and even witnessing to others. He calls us because he is gone, but he's coming again to be ready when he comes. But while he is away, he calls for us to be faithful. Faithful in our deportment, faithful in our stewardship, in the stewardship of our time, talent, and even treasure. That which God gives to us. He's looking for faithfulness. While the master is away, that's the whole point of it all, is that the church and the believer is to be faithful. We ought to be faithful in watching for him. We ought to be faithful in our work that he has given us to do while he is away. This message really talks about two dispositions, and one, the disposition of the one believer who is faithful, and the second is the disposition of the one who is unfaithful. There's only two things you see here, two ways and two dispositions. You are either faithful to the Lord as a believer or you are unfaithful. Help me, somebody. Because if you are a believer, you are constantly and steadily growing in your stewardship. I wish I had somebody this morning. That you ought to be growing. You ought to know more than you knew last year. You ought to be doing more than you did last year. Help me, somebody. And if you're still inclined to doing the same old things and being the same old person, if you may need to assess yourself to find out what category am I in? Am I in the category of the faithful, or am I in the category of the unfaithful? And before I let you down here, I need you to know that once you take that assessment of where you are with the Lord and make that assessment, if you're in the category of the unbelieving, while you have breath in your lungs, nation the gospel of Jesus Christ Sunday in and Sunday out, to come to find out that there are some in the audience and in the congregation who don't know Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, can I tell you, your life will reflect the one whom you say is your Lord and your Savior. Okay, with me? I tell you today, if you stand in jeopardy, today would be a good day to repent of sin and to accept the Savior, knowing that Jesus is coming. He did not tell us when, Sister Green, he would come, but one thing we do know, the Bible speaks of the return of the Lord. The Bible tells us, even in Acts, the angel said to those men gazing into heaven, why are you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus is so like coming. Matter of fact, Paul tells us in Thessalonians again, he verifies it, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who remain shall be caught up in the air to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You need to understand that Jesus is coming. And you need to live in a sense of knowing that Jesus can return at any moment. You know, some of you, you're young, and you say, well, I have time. I've got time. I can get it together. I can do what I want to, and I can party like it's 1999. You know that's the Prince song. Prince sung that song, and because Y2K was coming. I know it's 2020 now, 20 years later, and he hasn't returned. But don't be weary in well-doing, because heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever. I've got to warn you, as a pastor, I've got to give you the word of God to let you know, and you make the decision whether you're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. But pastor, you're preaching to folk who are already saved, and that's a good thing. But check your faithfulness. Have we got a witness? Well, first of all, let me move here to this text because it deals with Peter in verse 41. You know Peter, the one who's always speaking out impetuously. You know Peter, he's one of the inner circle with Jesus. It's Peter in Jesus' dialogue with the crowd. It is Peter. I wonder why Luke picks out Peter, and Peter has a question to ask that's really riveting in his heart, because Peter has heard the parables before. He's heard the foregoing parables when Jesus said that the Son of Man will come as a thief in the night. And you won't know what time unless you are like the strong man, prepared and ready. He'll come as a thief in the night. And so Peter's having a difficult here. He wants to know, is this for us or is this for them? And Jesus does not address Peter's question directly, but he goes right into another parable. And so he gives this parable of this owner who has property, and he leaves it in the hands of his steward. That's what the text says in 42. He says, the Lord says, who then is the faithful and sensible or wise steward? So of one, the reliability of the faithful, because he says that the owner leaves his property in the hands of one who is first faithful. so one who is faithful means one who is trustworthy and one who is reliable and one who is dependable. And so he puts this first category in the hands of people, of believers who are genuine and truly saved. Have I got a witness? What is he saying, Brother Lassiter? I'm glad you asked. Is that when you are saved, God has saved you to be faithful and watching and waiting for his return. God has distributed you. John MacArthur says the faithful are described as the believing one. He is a believer who has been redeemed. That's one description of him, but it's right here in the text. Not only is his reliability seen here as one who is faithful, but he says one who is sensible, which has the right mind and the right mindset. You see, he understands that whatever he has, God gave it to him. He knows what to do, and he knows when to do it, and he knows whose it comes from. You see, as a believer, God has invested and deposited into your life and have given you, help me somebody, gifts and talents to be used for his glory. And man's good. And so the prudent one, the wise one, the one who is thoughtful and have the right mindset will understand that what I have doesn't belong to me.
Right.
What do you mean, Pastor? Glad you asked. So he says here that he is a faithful and sensible steward.
Yes.
What is a steward? I'm glad you asked. A steward is a manager of somebody else's property. I know you think that everything you have, it all belongs to you. That it all comes from 2213 Olive Street. That's my house. But can I tell you, Psalm 24 says the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. You know, when I talk about stewardship, Brother Terrence, I'm not just talking about the stewardship of tithes and treasure. I need somebody to understand that our life exists more than that. Our life is more than money. And when money is all that we think our life is, we really don't have a life. Yes, it exists in our tithes, our talents, in our trend, and in our time that we give to the Lord. I wonder this morning how many of us are faithfully using the time that God has given you. What do you do with your time besides the 8 hours that you spend on the job? What is your life like other than just going to work, going home, getting up in the morning, going back to work? Secondly, I need you to see not only the reliability of the faithful, but you need to see here the responsibility of the faithful. Because God has given all of us responsibility. It is right here in the text. Who then is a faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servant? That's what the steward did. He was over the entire household of his master. He put him over the servants. What was he to do? What was he responsible? He was to make sure that every one of the servants get their ration or get their pay, and that they would get their pay on time. I wish I had a believer. I don't know about you, but on those days that payday come, you look for your pay. And if it doesn't come, me somebody. In the matter and time it's supposed to come, it's gonna upset some folk. Don't get me started, somebody say. You don't wanna see my bad side. Don't mess with my. I think somebody's in here. You'll notice something else, that he puts him in the care